my song. I'm just happy to come for the shy. I ain't give you anything, you can come for shy. Hello, anything is potable. It's your favorite podcast here, Breezy,
Kaya,
and Naya.
Today, we're going to be talking about our favorite hairstyles, you know, black girl hairstyles, how we feel when people get touchy in our hair. We're going to give y'all the inside scoop. Right. And maybe you guys are feeling the same way.
So, let us know on our Twitter.
Yeah. And 91.1 WEDM.
So, let's start off with, what are y'all top three hairstyles?
Knotless. Oh, number guys. One. We should have went 3-1.
Yeah, let's go. Let's start off with one the greatest, three the least.
All right, bet.
One is definitely knotless because I get knotless all the time. One thing about me, I love some knotless.
Me too. Three would probably have to be tribals. I love tribals so much. They're so cute. But that top be getting a mess.
It do get messy fast. Mine is definitely passion twist.
You know what passion twist?
No, three not being the worst. Like, we doing our top three, but, like, three being, like, not the best out of them.
Yeah.
But I love passion twists, but my hair, like, my natural hair just frizz out of them so fast.
Yes.
How about you, Kaya?
I would say, like, my, like, second one's probably, like, a wig. Like, I just...
Really?
Like, you can't throw on a wig so fast, yeah.
Oh, we was doing second. I thought we had three. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we was on three, too.
Okay, my bad, y'all. I didn't get
it. It's okay. Go to your three.
Okay, my third one... It's like them slick ponies. You know, I think they're so cute, but they just get messed up so fast.
Because yeah.
Because it's like, you know.
I'm going to have to agree with you, Kaya, on the wig for the second one. Because wigs, I'm going to eat them up.
Right. Period. My number two, I never had a wig, but I usually always have braids. Mm-hmm. But my number two got to be my natural. I got a love-hate relationship with my natural, man.
I don't like my natural.
Me neither.
I got to plan my whole day around doing my hair. It's like...
Oh, my God. Right. When I tell y'all I hate wash days, are literally so bad for me.
I hate how wet hair feels.
Me too.
And my mama don't be trying to wash it for me, so it'd be like, all right, it's going to stay dirty then. Because, right. Like, I hate wet hair, man.
And like, then my hair is, like, it's thick, and I'd be like... No, I do not want to comb this.
Right.
Especially when you had a hairstyle in for long. Like, soft locks, when you take these out, I be having locks for real at the top. Like, right. It really be locked up. And combing it out hurts so bad.
Man.
Especially in that middle. I be...
Oh, God. I never get, like... And then when you got to blow out your hair, I hate blowing out my hair so much.
Me too. Especially if you have to have, like, a blow-in and a brush, and it, like, it pulls. Yes. I'm like, dang.
No, I be having it, like, when my hair is slow. This is literally my process of blowing out my hair. I wash my hair, and then I got to detangle it with a wide-tooth comb, go in with a brush, and then use the comb on a blow dryer to blow dry it out with the heat protectant because, you know, my curls or whatever.
I really like my silk press. I like them. They last about 3 days, but they're cute while they last.
Right. I need one.
It's only slick until I go outside.
Right, yes. That humidity be messing me up.
My hair be looking poofy.
That's the only time I can feel like a Sarah, you feel me? Brush my hair, get up and go. Like, right. Ooh,
when I like become, this. Oh, I'm sorry, I cut you.
It's okay.
When I be coming to school with my natural hair out, I be feeling like, I don't know, I feel better with braids and stuff.
Me too. Especially, but it's just that waking up in the morning. Because
you
may plan a hairstyle in your head, and you get to doing it, and be like,
And if it don't work out, I'm going to cry.
Right. It ain't looking right.
I always cry about my hairstyles. Like, when they come out ugly, I stay crying.
Man. And then it's like, if they come out ugly, it sets your whole schedule behind. And then me, if my hair is blown out, none of my styles look right when my hair is blown out. So now I got to put water on it. And then I have 4C, like kink up. So when I put water on it, I got to hit it in that sweet spot or else it's going to...
So how do y'all feel about, like, them real dramatic edges people be doing?
I think, like, that they're cute.
Me too.
Like, I think any edges is cute. Like, actually.
I hate when people be doing, like, them edges, like, in the middle and, like, it go down and just, like, over.
Yeah.
I hate them. I like, Monse. Like, people be doing Monse edges. I hate that.
I think they're cute. I think all black girl hairstyles are cute. Like, they're all so unique. Like, I'm going to love whatever. You feel me?
Yeah. What's the most overrated hairstyle to y'all? I say them, like, them big braids, the big parts. I feel like people Them are overrated.
Those are overrated. Or, I don't want to say this, but wigs. Like, I tried one out, and I couldn't do it. I took it off the same day. It just be itchy. I don't like wigs that much.
They definitely be itchy. But one thing about me, I'm aware.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, y'all be eating y'all wigs up.
Who is y'all?
But, like, when you don't know how to put it on.
Kaya be eating her wigs up.
So how do y'all feel about people, like, touching your hair? I feel like it's a difference when people touch your natural hair and then touch your hair whenever it's done.
I really don't like when people touch my hair. I don't like when people touch me in general. But, like, when you touch my natural hair, I really feel disrespected. Like, as a black woman and as another woman, you should know not to touch my hair. It's like, what touching my hair is like that rule, like, where don't touch a girl purse, don't touch a girl hair, period.
Yeah. I think it's like that for me, too. And I don't even look at it like as a black woman. Like, you shouldn't touch people without asking them. And I work at a nursing home, right?
Mm-hmm.
The amount of times they're like, oh, I love your hair. How long did it take you to do this? Is this extensions? Or, like...
I can understand, like, people, like, kind of understand and stuff. But I feel like sometimes people just be rude with stuff. Like, touching it and, like, asking all them questions. Like, at a point, it get, like, irritating.
And it, like, seems so backhanded. Like, the way they're asking, it's like, okay. Yeah. So you think, because I'm, like, I'm this, I can't have, like, long hair. You know?
Oh, I'll be like, telling them it's all mine. And y'all know my knotless like to go to my thighs. I'll be like, yeah, it's all me.
She is so funny, for real.
It's all me.
Yeah.
Not all me. But, so... How do y'all feel, like, people, like, touching y'all hair, like, when y'all get braids and stuff? So, like, people be like, oh, your hair is so cute, and, like, they just start rubbing their hands through it and stuff.
I've had to get used to it because of I work at a nursing home full of pretty much rich old white people.
Right.
So they've been able to do whatever they want all their life.
So they don't know how to act.
Yeah. They don't know. And they're genuinely curious. Like, they're not trying to be mean or anything. They're genuinely curious. But I was like... Yeah, this is all me. It's mine.
You're so funny, Bri. When people like touch my natural and it like it, I mean not my natural, my braids and stuff, and it like it just got done, I be feeling disrespected or whatever. Because why are you touching my hair? And then it be hurting at that.
Yes,
it like when your braids be hurting, and they be like, "Well, girl, this is cute. Girl, don't touch me. Do not touch me."
What about you, Kaya?
I don't like when people touch my hair, like, at all. Yeah. Like, one thing I hate the most in the world is when people touch my face. So, second to that, it was happening to my hair because it's, like, right by my face, you know? So, it's just, like, don't touch me.
And then, like, you never know where, like, people's hands been.
Right.
Like, I don't know, because I done seen a couple of people walk out the bathroom and their hands don't be clean. And you don't really touching my hair and my face? What's wrong with you?
My thing is, I feel like... My mom always taught me that my hair is my crown.
Yeah.
And then I grew up with that, like, my hair is my crown. And I always felt like the spiritual aspect of it is your hair holds a lot of energy.
Right.
People touching it is crazy.
What's y'all favorite and least favorite hairstyle as a child?
My favorite had to be anything with them beads on it because, listen, I would be walking down the hallways. I would be, you know, because I want to hear my beads. My beads click, you know? That was my favorite.
Oh, my
God. But it hurt.
My favorite was beads, too. My mama used to always give me little side lemonade braids.
Let me tell
She used to put, like, two little braids in the front and make me wear my afro.
That is
One so thing cute. I hated, though, like, why would you put that in my hair? I will never forgive you. Crochets.
She used to- oh, my God. My mom did
them
that
big
to me.
Old
yeah, she did them big old twists.
Jumbo twists. Like doodle turns in my head.
You like somebody's auntie. Like, get that out of my head, please.
I used to hate that.
And then they be real big at the top. On the hairline. I had no edges as a kid.
I did not either.
I was struggling.
And then my forehead.
My mom, she used to put, like, she used to do the crochets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And put the big old, like, colorful beads at the end.
Yeah.
She had me looking like a circus clown. I did not like my mom in that period of my life.
Bro, have y'all ever got them crochets, them little tiny braids? They real tiny and they, like,
curly. I know
what
you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Them is so ugly. And you got to put, like, 100 in your head.
Yes.
But them is better than them jumbos because at least your hairline
is. The little twist.
Yes.
I used to have purple ones. I thought I was a step. I look at like a rug rat.
So embarrassing.
Oh, my God. But my favorite had to be like when my mom used to like section. Because it was the easiest one. She used to spray my hair, put some product in it. And she like section it and put it in like parts and then put the bobbles at the end and at the top. And my hair was long and luscious.
Yeah, I used to love my little twist. She used to like
put it in a ponytail. Uh-huh. But my ponytail would just be looking a hot mess. Because, bro, one time I cut my entire French braid off.
Why?
So my hair has been uneven my entire life. I don't know what made me do that. I don't know, but I was sitting behind the couch. And I just snipped all the way up.
Not as crazy.
I cut my whole French braid off, and she found it behind the couch. I got in so much. She found my braid behind the couch. And I got in so much trouble, bro.
Oh, my God.
Like, how you mad at me because I cut my hair? I just wanted a new dude, you feel me?
My brother, when we was little, both of my brothers, mm-hmm. my brother Mookie and Juan, let me tell y'all, they burnt off my hair and cut it off. We was playing barbershop, and I was the client, and I was just there for it. And they cut it, they burnt it, and when my mom got home, she was so mad. She was like, where's my baby hair? Bah, 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 bah. Why you wasn't watching him? Everybody was tweaking. My mom was tweaking. So then, after that little incident, she started getting these little fake ponytails from the store. And one time, it fell off, like, while I was in school. And I was in the bathroom, like, because it was like, let me tell you. It was like a little thing, and like you had to like tighten it like this.
A drawstring.
Like, yeah, like to squeeze it on. And I didn't have no hair because they cut it off. My hair was like this big. And she used to put it up there, and she would squeeze it, bro.
I know what you talk about, bro. I had one of them before.
And it was a little one, and it had a little color on the side. I thought I was the stuff with that.
My drawstring used to be sticking out the
She used to wrap it around my little ponytail to make it stay. That's why I was like, when it fell off, it was like hanging on. I'm serious. Y'all laughing.
Bro.
I'm serious. It was like hanging on. It was so embarrassing.
What about you, Kaya?
Like, what's your most embarrassing hairstyle that you didn't have as a kid in general?
I think one time I had like a poof in my hair, but the back of it was falling out. It was a big old like lump, and I just walked around with it like that. Like, I just let it be.
Oh my God.
I remember Guy a little puff.
Okay, be cool, be cool.
Not too much.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that is so funny. But I think that is all for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed and could relate to some of the things we were saying. Anything bottable out.